to Fiji. We'll be in Ephesians chapter 2 if you want to turn in your Bibles this morning. Ephesians chapter 2, where we'll look at the first three verses together. And Paul here reminding us that if we're Christians, we were dead and now we have life. Hallelujah. So notice Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." So our title this morning is, Who Were Dead? Who Were Dead? Let's pray. Lord, I pray now that you would use your word to teach us today and to work miracles in every heart. I pray that you would be honored. Lord, as we go to your word, that we would respond as the Holy Spirit would speak to us. And Lord, that you would guide us in your truth and be pleased with our service today. How we love you, and we pray this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That word quickened there in verse 1 means to be injected with new life. They often call this thing under the fingernail the quick, because it really hurts if something gets under there, doesn't it? But when God quickens, it means he takes something that was dead and he gives it life. The Bible says, if you're a Christian, that happened to you. Amen? Look at verse 5 of the same chapter. He says, "Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved." In John 6, Jesus was speaking about this. If you want to turn there, John 6, 63. He's talking about the bread of life and trying to explain to the people that He's not talking literally that we should eat his flesh. He's talking spiritually. But here in John 6, 63, notice he says, "It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." It is the spirit that quickeneth. And if you're a born again Christian, the day you got saved, the spirit quickened you. He literally not only moved in, but took your dead spirit and gave it life. Amen? We call that eternal life. We were quickened. Quickened by God. Most of us know 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. A new creation. Quickened with life from the one who is life, from the only one who can give life, God. Of course, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So he quickened us. Look at Colossians 2:13. Just one more verse on this. When we were born again, we were quickened or given life by God. Colossians chapter 2:13. "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Quickened. That was Colossians 2:13. We've been quickened. Who? Verse 1 of Ephesians 2, who were dead. Now, this is something the world doesn't understand. Even a lot of Christians or people that claim to be Christians don't completely understand this. But until we find Christ, until we are born again, we are dead. Now, we may be living our lives, but we are spiritually dead. Until God gives us life, until he quickens us, we are dead. 2 Corinthians 5:14, if you want to turn there, makes it very clear that because of the fall, 2 Corinthians 5:14, every single person is dead until they receive life from God. 2 Corinthians 5:14, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead." All dead. And the day that we got saved, we went through a transformation, a miraculous transformation that we will never completely understand until we get to heaven, from death to life. Praise God. From death to life. Which is exactly what Jesus told us in John 5:24. If you want to turn there quickly. John chapter 5, verse 24. As we have passed, or we have been transformed from death unto life. Notice John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Death unto life. The truth is, when God looks at this world, he doesn't look at denominations. He sees everyone as either dead or alive. That's it. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:12. That's it. Those are the two groups of people. Those that are dead, those that are alive. Lord willing, everyone in this room can say, I know I have life. I know I've been given eternal life. I know that I'm born again. John 11, if you want to turn there, this is when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, down in verse 25. His sisters at that point didn't understand that he was actually going to bring Lazarus back from the dead. And so he gave her this beautiful promise in verse 23, thy brother shall rise again. Well, she thought he was talking about the future resurrection, which is way, way ahead. And she said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. Knowing that he's about to bring Lazarus out of the tomb after being dead for 4 days, she didn't understand that until it happened. And he says, I am the resurrection. Yes, there's going to be a future resurrection. I am the resurrection. I am the life. And those that believe in me, though they were dead, yet shall they live. And verse 26, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall what? Never die. Never die. See, often when we think of death and life, we always think in terms of this shell, this body that we live in. But that's not how God usually talks about it. That's why Jesus, when he says there, verse 26, you'll never die. Well, of course, if Jesus doesn't come back, our bodies will die. But we never die if we're Christians, because we have eternal life. Amen. We just change locations. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8. And so we pass, praise the Lord, from death unto life. 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life, just like Jesus said in John 5:24. So when Jesus returns, if you go to 2 Timothy 4:1, I want you to notice what the Bible says about who he will judge and how he chose to describe the two groups of people in the world at that time, which is when he returns at the end of the tribulation prior to setting up his kingdom. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. That also gives us the chronological order there. First he appears, then comes the kingdom. Amen. But notice he says two groups of people, the quick and the dead. If you're born again, you're the quick. If you're not born again, you're the dead. And in Revelation 20, if you want to turn there quickly, verse 12, God describes the fate of the dead. Those who choose not to receive life, those who choose not to be quickened by believing and trusting the gospel of Jesus Christ and placing their faith in him as their only hope, that's a choice. They remain dead. It's sad, but it's true. Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead. Now, this is a description of the great white throne judgment, the final judgment after the kingdom, when all the dead are brought. Notice he says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. So notice the dead are standing. Because again, death and life isn't about this body. It's about whether we have life from God or not. So we have dead people standing before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written, the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. So this is when the dead are judged. And they're not judged like you and I based on what we did with our time for Christ. They're judged based upon their works. They're judged based upon what's in the books. And if their name isn't found in the book of life, verse 15, what happens? They're cast into the lake of fire. Very sobering. Everyone on earth needs life. They need quickened. And we were dead. Amen? We were dead in trespasses and sins. So go back to our passage, Ephesians 2. So Paul here is teaching us that now that we are alive, now that we've been quickened, now that we've been given eternal life by the Holy Spirit who moved in, we should act that way. Notice, wherein in time past. In time past. Now, we talked about 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Amen? We have a new life now. And we're to live that way. David said in Psalm... Well, let's turn there. Psalm 40. David said that he was in a pit, and God brought him out of the pit and put his feet upon a rock. Psalms 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear shall trust in the Lord. If you're a born-again Christian, that happened to you. You were pulled out of the clay, you were pulled out of the horrible pit, and your feet were put on a rock. And we all know who the rock is, amen? The Lord Jesus Christ. And time passed. 1 Corinthians 6:11, if you want to turn there quickly, Paul says, we used to be that way, but if we're born-again Christians, we're different now. We should be living a different life, a life for God. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you. Such were some of you. You were this. And he lists a bunch of sins before this verse. But you're washed. You're sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Things are different now. You've been washed, you've been sanctified, you've been justified. You were dead, but you're not dead anymore. Now you're alive. Hallelujah. So live like an alive person. Amen. In Ephesians 5:11, he says this too. Turn there if you would. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Oh, I meant verse 8, sorry. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Walk what we are. Because he says here in Ephesians 2:2, in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. You did, but we shouldn't anymore. Now it happens. People become friends of the world again. As it says there, they get caught up in the course of this world. They go back and act like they did in time past. Even Paul experienced this with a man named Demas. If you want to go to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. Other scriptures teach us that Demas was one of Paul's traveling companions as he went around that whole region planting churches for God. And here in 2 Timothy 4:10, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." So he was a Christian, he was one of Paul's helpers, but he eventually turned his back, said, "I'm not going to travel with you anymore, Paul." Why? Because he fell back in love with the world. Paul says here, that's time past, that you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Of course, that's the devil. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, we read, if you want to turn there, that he blinds people's minds. And when we read this verse, we often think of the unsaved, and it's true. But Christians can be tricked by the devil too. The Bible says we have to cast down the imaginations. We have to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, or he will try to tempt us to go back. Notice 2 Corinthians 4:4. If our gospel, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil blinds minds. He's the liar and the father of it, John 8:44. So we have Demas as an example. Jesus talked to the Pharisees and said, "You are from beneath, I'm from above." He says, "You are of this world, I am not of this world." And that should be true of us as Christians, that it's time past. Amen? He says in verse 3 of Ephesians 2, "Among whom also we had our conversation in times past." There he says it again, times past. "Lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind." In time past. It's supposed to be the past. Amen? And how many times have we heard of Christians falling back into it? Into hypocrisy and contention and covetousness and on, hatefulness, unforgiveness, judgmentalism, whatever. That's just the devil tricking them to fall back into their old ways. But he says here in verse 3, "And we're by nature the children of wrath." So I want us to understand this morning that when we got saved, not only were we quickened, not only were we transformed from death into life, but we got a new nature. We were, by nature, before we got saved, the children of wrath. We only have one nature, and that was the fleshly nature, the old man nature, right? The old man, Ephesians 4:22, turn there and we'll see about the old man. Once we got saved, God moved in, and as we'll see here in a moment, gave us a second nature, a new nature, a divine nature. Ephesians 4, verse 22, the Bible says that you put off, concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Put him off, the old man. Verse 24, put on the new man. So when we get saved, we were by nature the children of wrath. Now we are by nature the children of God. That's why God calls it being born again. Because we're born into a new family. Now we're children of God. Amen. And by nature now, we are children of God. And that is in 2 Peter 1:4, if you want to turn there quickly. God describes this great truth that he gave us a new nature. The nature of one who has life, who has God, who has the Lord. 2 Peter 1:4, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Partakers of the divine nature. That's why we have a battle once we're saved. Before we're saved, there's no battle, is there? We just do by nature what we do. We're just a sinner. Once we get saved, the Holy Spirit moves in, gives us life, quickens our spirit, which was dead. And now we have a divine nature. The problem is, until we get to heaven, that old nature is still hanging around, causing us problems. So now we've got two battling it out. And people like Demas, they're not careful. They don't stay close to God. They don't feed the divine nature, and they end up going back and following the old nature, going back, falling back in love with the world. We must choose the new man. We must put off the old man. This isn't something that's automatic. It would be nice if it was. If we could just say, starting today, boom, that old man's not going to bother me anymore. Wouldn't that be awesome? It doesn't work that way. It is work. We've got to keep feeding the divine nature with God's word and prayer and church, and on we could go. Or what's going to happen? Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We'll fall right back into fulfilling the lust of the flesh. This old nature, this old man, we've got to put him off every day. And we've got to put on the new man, the divine nature. Those of us who were dead, but now we have life. So you've heard me say this before, but much better to only die once, amen, but be born twice, than to only be born once and to die twice. And that's your choice. That's every person's choice. You've been born once. All of us have. We wouldn't be here physically born. If we're born again, well, unless we get to participate in the rapture, which could happen for all of us, we only have to die once, and that's physically, but we live forever with God. But if we're only born physically and never born again spiritually, never injected or quickened with new life, not only do we have to die physically, but then those people that are dead, we didn't read the verse, but in Revelation 20:14 it says, "In death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the, anybody know what it says? Second death. Second death. Better to have a second life, amen, than a second death. So everyone needs to be born again into God's family. I hope that you can all say, "I have been." If not, please get saved today. Get a new nature today. Get quickened with life from the Holy Spirit today. And those of us that have, leave the past in the past. Amen. Don't start acting like the past anymore. Leave it behind. In time past, twice he said that. In time past, we were following the course of this world, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. Well, that's the devil. That's the devil. He's the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. That's one of the names that God gives to the dead, the children of disobedience. How sad when God's children are children of disobedience. Which is why when Jesus said, "If you want to love me, do what? Keep my commandments." Amen. Rebellion, he says in 1 Samuel 15, is as the sin of witchcraft. To obey is better than sacrifice. We should be the children of obedience and leave behind the disobedience. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit, the work of the children of disobedience. Verse 3, the lust of the flesh, desires of the flesh and of the mind, and so forth. Time passed. It's all new. Hallelujah. New nature, new destination, a new life. God made it all new in a moment. Isn't it just amazing that he did all that for us? We didn't deserve it. It was a gift. The gift of God is eternal life. How beautiful. We were quickened. We were injected with a new divine nature the day we got saved. That's the nature God wants us to feed and to live. And what's the primary food of that new nature? It's right here. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. We were dead. Now we're quickened. Walk as children of light. Walk as a new creature. Amen? Feed the divine nature. Again, if you're here and you're not sure you're going to heaven, not sure you have eternal life, do it today. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much, and we are so blessed to be your children, just to spend year after year finding out all the amazing things that you did for us the day we trusted Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that we would live that new life every day, that we would feed the divine nature with your word, with time alone with you and church and on, Lord, that we might walk our profession. Lord, when the devil comes along and tempts us to go to time past, may we just tell him no and not allow that old nature to rule our lives again. We are so grateful for what you've done for us. Lord, again, if there's someone in this room that's never trusted Christ, they're not sure they have eternal life, I pray today they will come to Christ and be transformed from death unto life. So have your will and way in our hearts. We love you.